Welcome to the history of Al-Andalus.
Muslim people arrived in 711, but until 714, they didn't finish the conquest of the Iberian Peninsula except the northern part. They were established as an independent province of another caliphate, the Umayyad one, with its capital city in Damascus. As we are in a state of expansion and consolidation, culture and art will not be of great importance, even sharing buildings such as the Basilica of San Vicente with the Visigoths. Cordoba was the most important city. At first, the interest of the Iberian Peninsula had been limited to obtain loot, but they changed their minds after the defeat suffered in Poitiers against the Franks. The first emir was chosen by the caliph, and in the 45 years of existence, there were 21 emirs. From dependent humans, they became free. From speaking in Latin, they became speaking Arabic. And from being Christians, they became Muslims.
The Emirate of Cordoba begins in 756 and it ends in 929. The Emirate was a region from the Umayyad Caliphate, led by an emir with political independence but without religious authorities. The Cordoba Mosque was inaugurated in 987 and is the beginning of Andalusian art. It began between the years 786 to 788 when Abderrahman I built it, and in 855 to 856 when Muhammad I restored it. It was built on the Visigoth crowns of San Vicente, using some of their material, such as columns. It consists of 11 naves and a courtyard or sun, following the model of the one in Damascus. This mosque is the biggest in the world. The mihrab is not oriented to the Mecca. It was converted into a church with Fernando III.
The Caliphate of Cordoba began in the age 929 and ended in 1031. One of the Umayyad soldiers became independent from the Abbasids and he set up his own caliphate in Al-Andalus. Abderrahman III created in the Iberian Peninsula an independent Muslim Andalusian state which has his own political and religious leader. And they had the capital in Cordoba, or in Arabian, Cordoba. In 929, after keeping the Christians at bay, Abderrahman III proclaimed himself caliph, thus achieving the political and religious independence of Al-Andalus from any outside authority. There are three different phases in the caliphate. The first coinciding with the reigns of Abderrahman III and his son Al-Hakam II. This was a period of splendor, territorial expansion, and consolidation of borders in the north, progress of scientific and artisan activity. Following a period of instability due dynastic successions problems, and ending with the time of civil wars that resulted in the division of the Caliphate of Cordoba and in the fragmentation of Al-Andalus in the Taifa kingdoms. Talking about culture, art and architecture, there was an urban development of Cordoba with the successive extension of the mosque and the flourish of art and literature. One of the best known poets was Ibn Jarai. In 992, he joined Almanzor's entourage. Medina Zahara, the mysterious city palace that Abderrahman III had built at the foot of the Sierra Morena, contains, even in its name, legendary stories. The self-proclaimed Abderrahman III decided to build a Palestinian city in honor of his favorite lover, Azahara. Ending with this period, here you have some curiosities that maybe you like. For example, the archaeological symbol of Medina Zahara is one of the largest sites in Spain and one of the most representative in Europe from medieval times. The city of Medina Zahara, the caliph named it Madinat al-Zahara, which in Arabic means the shining city. And knowing this, we can finish saying that the caliphate of Cordoba ended in 1031.
The Taifas period began in 1031 and finishes by 1212, but it wasn't a continuous era because some African dynasties controlled the peninsula twice. There were up to 39 small kingdoms in which the Caliphate of Córdoba was divided after the overthrow of the Caliph Hisham III of the Umayyad dynasty and the abolition of the Caliphate in 1031. Some of them were the Taifa of Sevilla, Taifa of Murcia, or Zaragoza. Later, the weakening of the Almoravids and the Almohads, the Caliph II, 1144 and 1170, and third Taifa kingdoms in the 13th century. The small independent kingdoms called Taifa are going to be marked by the construction of walls around the cities. It is also a time when public toilets are built in the cities. Also, we can also find some buildings like the Palacio de la Aljafería that was built as a recreational farm for the Taifa kings outside the Muslim city, between orchards and irrigation channels.
This period starts with the Almoravids in the year 1085 and finished on the 1144. Then the Almohads begins on the 1170, and this period finally finished on the 1232, meaning the intermediate empires of the Taifas kingdom. We continue with the culture, art, and the architecture. About this, we can talk about the Santa Maria la Blanca de Toledo, that was a mosque of the Almohad style. These arches were made by Horiso. We can also talk about La Giralda de Sevilla. This was the most important work of the Almohads in Spain. It had the function of a minaret on the Alhama Mosque of Sevilla. To finish with, we can talk about La Torre del Oro. This was a fortification that warded the entrance to Sevilla by the Guadalquivir River. About these dynasties, we can also name the important cities. The Almohads had taken Morocco as well as Sevilla, Córdoba, Badajoz, and Almería in the Iberian Peninsula. The Almohads made Sevilla their capital in Al-Andalus, and the Almoravids had at first their capital in Timel. And then in Al-Andalus, their most important cities were Sevilla, Córdoba, and then again Sevilla. Some curiosities of these dynasties were that the Almoravid people were organized in tribes. They were nomadic and belonged to a Berber group, and in a religious sense, they followed the Sunni current. And the Almohads were also Berbers from North Africa and follow a very fundamentalist branch of the Islamic religion.
The Nasrid Kingdom of Granada was founded in the year 1232 and ended in the year 1492. Granada was the most important city and the only one of the Nasrid Kingdom. From an artistic point of view, we have, for example, a panel with geometric pattern and Benedictory inscriptions. We also have the Alhambra of Granada that was created for military purposes and was a fort, a palace, and a city at the same time. They started it in the year 1314 and 1325. The name Alhambra has an Arabic origin and it means red castle. It got the name from the red soil in the area it was built. It is famous for its water features, such as fountains, reflecting pools, water tanks, and acequia. The beginning of the end of the Nasri kingdom was the Granada's War. It was a series of military campaigns between the Catholic monarchs and the Nasri dynasty that were fighting to take control of the Emirate of Granada. In January 1492, the Nasri Caliph Boabdil el Chico gave in a symbolic way Granada's keys to the Catholic monarchs, ending with the Islamic history in Spain.